on the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Sussex,
and on your radio.
The sound of Sussex is
BBC Radio Sussex.
Well, a company in Lancing is doing its bit to help the national effort. Parafix has registered with the government to manufacture components for NHS ventilators. Steve Barwick is the managing director of Parafix and is on the line to me now. Thanks for waiting to speak to us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
So what does your company do normally? When business is normal, what is it making?
Well, we supply adhesive tape components into a wide range of industries, from electronics, automotive, industrial, but 30% of our business was already in the healthcare market.
Okay, so and just before we talk specifically about the NHS, how has business been affected for you?
Well, a lot of those businesses, as we know from the news, are struggling currently for having to shut down. So we've seen orders either stopped or pushed out from a wide section of our customer base. But conversely, the healthcare business is you know, sometimes doubling or even quadrupling the amount of volume that we're having, and the inquiries are almost exclusively coming from the healthcare sector at the moment.
Okay, and brilliantly, then you are able effectively to manufacture components for these ventilators, which we heard from the doctor a few moments ago, are so key in the fight against coronavirus. What stage are you at so far with that?
Well, we already had part of our business that was supplying specifically into oxygen sensors. And these oxygen sensors are used as one of the components in ventilators. Mm-hmm. And those will be one of the businesses that, as I say, has doubled or even quadrupled recently.
Okay, and also you've got a whole new production line, I understand, making the face shields as well.
Yes, we were contacted by one of our existing healthcare customers who was actually acting as a private individual and had seen a specification that he knew we could make. So he sent that over, and we repurposed one of our engineers to look at that. And we were able to devote a couple of manufacturing lines to specifically make that. That's fairly easy for us because that's our sort of state-of-the-art equipment that we use to make that kind of thing anyway. But what was different is there was a lot of assembly needed. So we repurposed all of those people that would normally be manufacturing for electronics and automotive into healthcare. So we now have two teams a day of 25 to 30 people assembling face masks.
And how many face masks might you be typically making on a day?
We are up to about 25,000 a day currently.
Wow. 25,000, yeah. That's a hell of a lot, isn't it? And are they going all around the country?
We're supplying about 4 NHS trusts currently, and mm-hmm. typically they're around the south and to the west of the country.
And so we often hear worries about whether or not we are able to keep up with the demand for the kit in our hospitals and so on. From your point of view, are you keeping up with demand?
We found that we had a real surge right at the start of this, and literally we couldn't get them out quick enough. Wow. So we were running, over the bank holiday weekend to put fairly large shipments into all of these NHS trusts. We've got to a stage now where we are on top of it, and we have regular shipments going into all of those trusts that need them.
Great stuff. Thank you, Steve, for what you're doing there. Steve Barwick, Managing Director of Parafix.